my God. It's been 3 years. It's been 3 years since we've had a truth be told. And that's, okay, we're all a little rusty. I get it. It's been a difficult time. Wow. First announcement, you might want to turn off your mobile phones and cell phones, depending on what you call them, even though there are no cell phones anymore. Hey, thanks for coming back. This is really exciting. It's been really weird for me, and I didn't think it would be weird, but it's been kind of weird. And I talked to a few friends in the lobby earlier, Maya and Leah and Dagny, and they confirmed that it's okay for me to feel weird. It's been a while. Yeah, I woke up at 3:27 a.m. this morning. I didn't need to be up. I didn't have anything I needed to do at 3:27 a.m., but something in my mind or my body or my emotions had an agenda, and so I kind of was laying there thinking about this performance tonight, and I realized that, you know, for myself, I mean, I haven't done anything in front of an audience since the day before the lockdowns happened, and that was sort of the closing of the beginning of one new chapter, and this is feeling very much to me like the closing and moving on from that chapter, even if it isn't. I don't know if I should feel that way. I don't know if it's okay to feel that way. I don't know if I'm right or if I'm wrong, but I trust that this is good. This is moving forward. Thanks. And at 3:27 a.m. this morning, I had this weird thought, because your mind's in kind of a twilight, and I actually had this epiphany at 3:27 a.m. this morning. When the lockdowns happened, I was fortunate enough I still had a job. But I didn't have anything else, obviously, going on. And I would go to my job, and we would stagger our shifts so that nobody was there together. And then I would spray the place down maniacally. And then I would just go home, and I'd put on some lounge pants and a T-shirt, because that was the end of my day. And it was like that for a long time. And I didn't. I haven't really been watching TV or anything like that. But I like YouTube. And so roughly 2 years ago, right around this time, I stumbled across these things on YouTube called live cams, and they're all over the world, and I kind of knew they were out there. They're all over the world, and for like 3 nights, all I did was put live cams on. You know, I would cook dinner, I would do my laundry, I would do the dishes, and I'd have these live cams on, and I'd watch these cams from Koh Samui, Thailand. I'd watch cams from Nigeria. I'd watch cams from London, from Las Vegas. You know, just all of these different places. And I wasn't really sure why I was watching them, because everything was dead. And I shouldn't say dead. Everything had become very, very still in the world. And watching these live cams helped me realize that it wasn't just me alone with myself, that the whole world was going through the exact same experience. The whole world, like every corner of the world, and the world's a sphere, so it literally has infinite numbers of corners. Every corner of the world was experiencing the exact same thing at the exact same time. And at 3:27 a.m. this morning, I realized that that's never happened before in human history. This wasn't a society or a culture. This was the entirety of humanity virtually experiencing the exact same experience at the exact same time, and not for a day or a week, but for weeks on end, maybe for months on end. And at 3:27 a.m. this morning, I realized that gives me a lot of hope. That is very heartening to me, because when we experience something together, It always bonds us. It always brings us together. It never divides us. What divides us is when we don't have shared experiences. What brings us together is when we have shared experiences. And for the first time since probably humans developed on this earth, we all have shared an experience together, and we've done it for a long time. And I thought, well, maybe, you know, in my little twilight sleepy mind, I'm overdoing this. But then I thought, you know, at my age, the past couple years has just been a tiny little bit of my experience. But for someone like Maya and Leah and Dagny, what has happened has been a much greater proportion of their lived experience. And they share that with everyone else of their age that exists in the world. Every young person of the same age has shared the same experience, and it's been a very sizable part of their life growth. And that means they're bonded. That means everyone is bonded. Of everyone your age, you all have this unspoken team feeling. Now you all have this unspoken language that you now share together. I think as you grow older, I think you're going to realize wherever you go that it's going to be very familiar. I think something's going to be different. I won't pretend that I'm smart enough to really understand what that is, but I know that it happened and it's real. And I think there's going to be a really brighter future for you guys than you could possibly know. I'm very convinced of that. Maybe not in the next year, maybe not in the next 2 years, maybe not the next 5 years, but 20 years from now, 40 years from now, I think something brand new is going to be possible for you guys that I didn't grow up having a chance to experience. So I have just taken a very diverted path for this evening. But I, you know what? I thank you for letting me say that, really. So that's my truth for me right now. And of course, this is Truth Be Told. And for those of you who haven't been to one, well, I don't need to explain it to you. It's based on a night of storytelling that was sort of popularized by the Moth Radio Hour. We do this as an annual fundraiser, except for the last two annuals. And the point of this is that people tell real life stories. People just simply explain their truth in whatever way, whether it's hilarious, whether it's heartbreaking, whether it's poignant and cute, whether it's awkward and fumbling. It's their lived experience, and they have made a decision to share it with all of you. And you've made a decision to come listen to them, which is a very big deal. Thank you for doing that, really.